Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
It's brought to you by Schnucks. Get a little more holiday this season with Schnucks Reward. Download the app today. The sponsor always comes out.
You're seeing human beings work through things live on the air.
We're like becoming...
Ball grabbers.
Yeah. I have a shout out. I have two shout outs. I ran into Brandon at Menards.
He posted on the Facebook that he saw you, and he's a little upset that you didn't invite him down here.
No. That doesn't happen. I told you the truth. I told you I wouldn't invite anybody. This is the second time I've run into Brandon at Menards over off Hanley. No invite. I am growing.
Was it awkward?
It was. He stood there. We're like in the fertilizer department, and I'm like, Brandon, I got nothing, and I just walked away. So that
did
was.
Did you
the
ask
second-
him about my shoe cleaner?
I mean, accidental.
Oh, he wants, one of those. Anybody has those things that you put outside your door. They usually have them at farms.
Yep. And you run your boots or your shoes through them.
Got a brush and like a plate to get all the dirt off. Tony needs one of those.
I need one of those.
We'll take care of it.
I thought Menards would have one and they didn't.
A shout out to Brady Hanlon from Hanlon's Fine Meats. He's a listener. Thank you very much. This is a... second part of yesterday, remember we were talking about the millennials and we talked about how they really don't want more? There's a study that was done. I can't read it out in the light. Millennials long presumed to have less interest in nonstop consumption of goods that underpins the American economy. Thank you. Might not be that different after all, a new study from Federal Reserve says. They're saying they think it's different because they don't have the money. If they had the money, they'd be wanting and buying the same thing that their parents want.
I saw the same article. A lot of times you'll see articles like, millennials are killing the razor industry. Mm-hmm. They're killing the golf industry. And the title, I'm sure the same company owns it and prints it in different places, but it's like they're killing these industries because they don't have as much money as you guys had at that age because they came of age during the financial crisis.
Exactly. It says, so much for the young folks favoring experience over tangible goods. They just can't afford the tangible goods.
Let me ask you, because you've been pretty strong on topics like this. The Mark Close I know, who I've debated with over the years, would say something like, millennial, it doesn't matter. If you apply yourself and you work hard, you can make as much money as I did when I was young. Don't give me hard times.
Yes, because my parents said the same thing about our generation and the silent generation said same about the baby boomers. And it's like the kids get too much. And then you go out if you want something bad enough.
So millennials have it no worse than.
I don't believe so.
We did.
Yeah, I don't believe so. I think if they want something, Rachel, my daughter have gone out. They wanted to do what they want to do. And they're both doing it. And they're successful at it. It can be done.
Well, Andrew's going to become a successful broker.
Yeah, he's anytime now.
This radio thing is just kind of leading him into the finance department. So maybe you saw this one, and I want to give a shout out to our sister station, KEZK, that's playing all Christmas music. A Cleveland radio station has stopped playing Baby, It's Cold Outside this holiday season after it says listeners voice concerned about the song's predatory undertones amid the Me Too movement.
I'm shocked that anybody plays that song anymore.
And are you all familiar with?
Yes, very much so.
Okay. Where do you stand on it?
Where do you see it?
I stand the fact that it came out in like the 1940s, and it's just about a guy and a gal that are there, and he never says, I'm going to lock you in a closet. I'm going to beat you until you succumb to what I want you to do.
It's hard to rhyme.
Yeah, give it time. You have to look at the time that it came out, okay?
Mark, you're right. You're absolutely right, because it's just a dumb thing the internet has latched onto. Personally, I don't care for the song. I think the only time I've ever enjoyed hearing it is when they sing it in Elf. I thought that was really cute. but it's an old-timey song. Who cares?
Yes.
If you listen to any rap song, and I love rap music, but like, okay, I'm pretty demeaning towards women.
Yeah.
It's no different.
It's probably not the first song you'd pick, like, we need to get rid of a song.
Yeah, yes, this song is exactly so problematic. Right. Don't even play it at Christmas. Give me a break.
Right. And it just...
It's also tongue-in-cheek.
Yes, it is tongue-in-cheek.
It's
yes.
satire.
Totally
yes.
satire, satire. Tongue-in-cheek.
It's supposed to be funny. It's supposed to be a play
He's like, come
on
stay. Yeah.
It's an exaggerated play on a guy trying to do anything he can to get this girl to stay with him. And it's supposed to be tongue-in-cheek. Well, people do not... That right. is gone. From any...
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. So what we've been talking about is that people...
So you were talking to Jill about it.
Yeah. And Jill Devine just... And she's like, she goes, that's the most ridiculous thing I've ever heard. Our sister station, KZK, continues to play it. And good for them, because it is ridiculous.
Yeah, but I am surprised that they play it and anybody plays
right,
it in
right.
this day and age because of the
well,
grief,
you know what,
grief to dollar
Tony,
ratio.
That's it's a great point, because all KZK has to do is not play it, and no one's really going to care.
Mm-mm.
They could very
right.
quietly
right.
take it out of the playlist, and no one's going to say, like, hey, where's that Dean Martin song? But if they do play it, it allows people to go, mm-hmm. oh, my God.
What are they doing?
What are you doing?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah. And it's even in the city where it happened, it was in Ohio, I think, Cleveland, Ohio, they had like 700 people respond. 680 of them said, it's fine. 20 of them said, no, you shouldn't. And like Tony said, that 20% dictates what the rest listen
now,
to.
Now, what about songs like Winger, She's Only 17, Daddy Says She's Too Young, It's Old Enough For Me, Christine 16. Do you still say, hey, no one cared at the time, it's a good rock song, it's not about pedophilia?
Yeah.
Or do you say, you know, in hindsight, maybe we shouldn't be singing about grown men and 16-year-olds.
I guess when I heard those, like, Sweet Little 16 by Chuck and by Chuck Berry, Chuck and Berry.
Not a good example.
Prime example then. But just even when the song first came out, and you're thinking, it's like Ricky Nelson singing about 16-year-old. And I'm thinking, Ricky Nelson, 16 years old. I don't think it's 40-year-old guys, especially when stuff that came out in the 50s. Now these guys are 75 years old. That's a little creepy. But when it first came out, it's like... I don't think
anyone did.
Yeah. No, I don't think so.
If they did, they never said anything.
Exactly. So, I mean, it's, and what we brought up, there are people that get up every day and the first thing they do is go to CNN or go to Fox and they look for something to get upset about.
So what should the kind of rule be as far as, because Bugs Bunny dressed in blackface a lot.
Right.
And at the time, no one seemed to have a problem with it.
Right, right.
But you wouldn't say, yeah, show it to the kids.
Right.
It's a time capsule.
Right. Certain things, well, I mean, slavery. You know, people, you could own people back then, but it's not right. Never was right. But I mean, there's certain things that were wrong then and they're wrong now. But I mean, it's still, I don't know. It's just like people are going out of their way to find something to get
True.
Upset
yeah.
about. And God, there's so many other things to be pissed off about.
I think Rachel's point's great, that if you're going to start getting songs kicked off of radio because they are misogynistic or threatening to women or demeaning to women, probably not the first song you need to start with.
Right.
Exactly.
And
exactly.
I think if it's so problematic, the song will just fade away. I mean, it's not a solid gold classic. Like, where would the world be without
exactly.
Baby It's Cold Outside? I'm not on that side either. I don't care about it.
Yeah.
But I also don't care enough to get it banned. I'm never a fan of like, yeah, we banned that. We got mm-hmm. rid of that. Now we don't ever have to think about it ever again. It will naturally fade out with time. Like the Bugs Bunny cartoons, it would be super weird if you were elevating those at this point in time, because we all know it's wrong, and there's a million other Bugs Bunnies you could show. If you're going through and picking that and saying, I really like this one,
mm-hmm.
that says a lot about you.
Right.
To lock them up or to burn the films, no, keep them. Have them for posterity. Know that this used to be okay at this time and we've moved past it. But yeah, anytime you ban something, I've never celebrated banning something.
And going back to the song, I can't imagine anybody back then and now listening to Baby It's Cold Outside and thinking, oh, this is, again, you're looking at reasons to
you know,
get upset about
beyond
something.
That, though, beyond the song, and I'm no expert on the song, but I've heard it many times. Mm-hmm. To me, it's both of them want to stay, but she doesn't feel like she mm-hmm. really should. And he's like, oh, come on, it's cold outside. Have one more drink. Maybe
right.
I will, blah, blah, blah. Not only did that used to be okay in a song. It used to be okay in life. I know this because I had a television. And yeah. like in the 40s, 50s, 60s, 70s, that no one would have blinked an eye. You know,
right.
like Tony said, like the guy wants you to stay and he's trying to convince you and you want to stay too, but you're not quite sure. It's things have changed a lot. I mean, things have changed a lot.
Well, you could also argue instead of putting the onus on the you shouldn't keep trying to convince someone to do something they obviously don't want to do. But ladies, we can also say, instead of making a bunch of excuses, I can't believe I'm falling into this trap, but yeah. instead of making a bunch of excuses as for why you should leave now, just say, no, I don't want to stay.
Yeah,
bye.
The song could have been 18 seconds
long.
Walk
out the door.
Yeah, exactly.
Walk out the door,
yeah.
man.
Could have been the shortest song of all time.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.